Now for an update on local and regional news from the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, here's Phil Latzman.
And why thank you, thanks for Wanda. Miami-Dade officials are beginning their investigation into why voting in Florida's largest county was such a mess earlier this month. Mayor Carlos Jimenez's election advisory group met yesterday trying to fix the problems that plagued the process with long lines for both early voting and on election day, with some county residents waiting for hours to cast their ballots. Miami-Dade election supervisor Penelope Townsley says several issues played a part, including lengthy ballots, lack of proper equipment, volunteer workers who didn't show up on election day, and slow counting following a late surge in absentee voting. Mayor Jimenez says the goal of the group is to conduct elections to be proud of the next time Miami-Dade voters go to the polls. Governor Rick Scott was in South Florida yesterday to tout a jobs announcement. Palm Beach County Commissioners last month approved $184,000 of incentives to the security firm ADT Corporation of Boca Raton. Under the agreement, ADT would keep its workers here and hire 120 more over the next 3 years with an average salary of $81,000. The county money will be supplemented by a state grant. ADT, which recently spun off from Tyco International into a separate public company, was offered an incentive package so it would remain in Boca Raton. This time of the year, many birds from the north begin migrating south for the winter, and some will stay here in South Florida, while others will pass through the region on their way to the Caribbean and point south. Increasingly, these birds are running into man-made obstacles that can leave them with injured eyes, wings, and beaks. And as reporter Marva Hinton tells us, when this happens, the South Florida Wildlife Center often comes to their rescue.
The South Florida Wildlife Center in Fort Lauderdale treats more than 3,000 migratory birds each year. As they fly through South Florida, they have to navigate a changing landscape.
If new buildings come up, or forests are taken down, or a dam is put up and waterways change, that can confuse the birds, which causes them sometimes to have to deviate from their normal route, taking them over long stretches of water where they cannot land and feed.
In addition to new high-rises and recently cleared land, the center's executive director, Sherry Schluter, says these birds are also running into people who would do them harm.
We have seen an increase in injuries, trauma-related injuries, poisonings, lead shot birds, crashes into glass windows. So it's amazing to me that as many of them make it to the destination, are able to have their young regain their strength and fly back home to the north in the spring.
When the birds arrive at the center, they're cared for by 3 licensed vets and 3 licensed wildlife rehabilitators. The facility does all of this without receiving any government assistance. I'm Marva Hinton in Miami.
And a cautionary tale, a Florida Keys man has been sentenced to more than a year in federal prison for illegally harvesting spiny lobsters from artificial underwater habitats. The sentence was imposed yesterday on 40-year-old Manuel Ravello, who had used the Florida Keys National Marine Sanctuary to harvest the lobsters and made nearly $400,000 in the scheme. From the Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Phil Latzman.